right now at 7.
With demand surging and supplies short, you might be tempted to take the first COVID test you can get. Why that strategy could backfire.
Plus, the Big Bay Area county now threatening to sue health providers that don't help out.
Meanwhile, Omicron strikes again, eclipsing an annual Bay Area tradition.
I think it's really sad if the cancellation for a lot of not just Chinese community, it's all like everyone.
And a San Francisco recall election making history tonight. The group of first-time voters who could sway the outcome.
But first, 49er fever is building across the Bay Area tonight as the clock ticks down to wild card weekend. Good evening, I'm Elizabeth Cook.
And I'm Ryan Yamamoto. Chopper 5 was over Levi's Stadium as the team hit the road for Cowboy Country earlier today. And some Niner fans were already in Dallas to meet them.
We caught up with 49ers superfans Jesse Mendez and Abel Rueda. They're part of a group of 20 from the South Bay who are going to the game and are already making their presence known.
They're already giving us dirty looks from the freeway over here. I think one of them even gave us the birdie.
We're seeing a sea of red coming in the airport when we came in today, and it's only Friday. So we're hoping that we get in there and we take over that stadium like we've done before and like we've done all season.
Well, we're certainly fired up, and maybe they're just giving him the number one sign. As for the team,
I'm sure that's what they meant.
Yes, it was number one.
They just got confused, but they meant number one. 49ers are number one.
Yeah, so Charlie, what's the move with the team?
Seems to be good. Everyone is very healthy right now. Healthiest they've been since week one, people are saying. And this time of the year, it's who's healthy and it's who's hot. And when you see these logos side by side, it makes you think about the old times, makes your mind wander to all the historic games, legendary players that have battled in the postseason for these two franchises. Crazy to think, though, they haven't met since the 1994 playoffs. That's going to change Sunday. 49ers are hot right now. They have won 7 of their final 9 to sneak into the postseason. They snuck in last second. First postseason game since the 2020 Super Bowl loss against Kansas City. The window looked like it may have shut halfway through this year. But the core from that team, they figured it out. And this time, they have the highest of aspirations for their postseason run.
When I'm just speaking in context to somebody, I say, yeah, back in 19 when we went to the Super Bowl. I can't wait to say, you know, in 22 or whatever, when we won the Super Bowl. You know, that has a lot better ring to it than when we went to the Super Bowl. So just trying to change up that W word there from went to won. So it definitely is a driver. It's a motivator. And we do feel like we have some unfinished business.
Dallas opened as field goal favorites. Take the points. The Cowboys cruised through the lowly NFC East, winning every single game. A pretty bad division. But outside of those teams, they were just above average, only 1-4 against playoff teams not named the Eagles. So some good news there. Not a lot of mutual opponents. Mm-hmm. We'll see on the football field Sunday, but I like their shot.
Oh, they're going to do great. I just know it. All right, Charlie, thank you. We are counting down to kickoff at 1:30 on Sunday. That's right here on KPIX5. And then stay tuned for the fifth quarter and a special edition of the KPIX5 News.
As for the possibility of Dallas hosting the Super Bowl next month, the plan to use AT&T Stadium as a backup venue, that's officially off the table tonight. The NFL confirmed today the big game will go on a schedule at SoFi Stadium, Los Angeles, in front of more than 70,000 fans. They will have to provide proof of vaccination or a negative COVID test, and they must stay masked up. Meanwhile, tonight, one big San Francisco event has been eclipsed by the Omicron surge. Organizers have called off the annual Lunar New Year Street Fair for the second time in a row.
Before the pandemic, a lot of people attended the street fair, and that helped our business.
I think it's really sad if the cancellation for a lot of not just Chinese community, it's all like everyone.
And the pandemic is throwing another tradition off track. Caltrain announced it's canceling Monday's annual celebration train honoring Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And starting tomorrow, anyone 16 and up will have to show proof of a booster to get into a large event in San Francisco. That's more than 500 people indoors or 5,000 outdoors.
And it should be a quiet weekend in Sonoma County, which has banned large gatherings altogether for the next month. For many COVID-weary businesses, the Senate announcement earlier this week was a major blow.
You know, these things, it would be really nice if we got even just a week's notice that a shutdown or that restrictions were coming.
Now, the health order does not apply to workplaces, restaurants, malls, and schools, and it expires on February 11th.
Tonight, California's positivity rate has dropped another tenth of a point from an all-time high that we hit on Wednesday. But with demand for tests even higher than ever, officials in Santa Clara County came out today with a request of their own. Here's KPX5's Kit Doe.
The big takeaway today: if you have COVID and you tested positive with an at-home test, do not try to confirm that test by coming down to a county-run site and taking up one of these valuable PCR tests. With the county now testing more than 25,000 people per day and daily lines wrapping around the block, the county is addressing some of the confusion.
When should you get tested, and when should you use which kind of test?
If you have COVID and want to end your quarantine, an antigen or at-home test is okay. In this particular instance, a PCR test is actually too sensitive and will detect trace amounts of virus in your body and could give you a false positive. If you've been exposed, the best test is a PCR test. And if you're symptomatic, you can use either an at-home or PCR test.
PAMF, like Kaiser and others, to step up and do their part as well.
County Council James Williams also threatened to fine two of the region's largest health care providers, Kaiser and Palo Alto Medical Foundation, for not testing enough. Williams says report violations to sccovidconcerns.org and they will investigate.
That means if you are symptomatic or a close contact and you have tried to get access to testing from your health care provider, but we're told it's not available for a week, or we're told to go somewhere else, or we're directed, for example, to the county health system, those would be violations.
In San Jose, Kit Doe, KPIX 5.
The Hayward School Board is meeting right now to discuss when students will come back to class. The district reverted to remote learning this week after more than 500 students tested positive. And late last night, San Francisco Unified reached a deal with its unions, guaranteeing high-grade masks for all students and staff, along with weekly testing on request and 10 days of supplemental paid leave for employees who do test positive.
Giving a live look at San Francisco, where three school board members will soon face a recall vote. And KPX5's Andrea Borber reports a group that has never cast ballots before could actually sway the outcome.
A brand new group of voters will have a say in the upcoming San Francisco Unified School District recall election. And the force of their voice and their votes could be enough to change the outcome.
Education.
On the steps of the Asian American Art Museum, parents and leaders gathered in support of the upcoming recall election against three San Francisco Unified School District board members.
It will be my first time to vote in the United States, and I feel very lucky.
Thanks to a San Francisco charter change in 2018, non-citizen parents will have a chance to vote in this election and all future SFUSD school board elections. Cynthia Che from Chinese for Affirmative Action was among those pushing for this charter change for years.
It's such a democratic, fundamental democratic right and process that in matters that affect your life, and in this case, their children's life, that they have a right to vote on matters and to have input on matters that affect their child's education.
The Chinese API Voter Outreach Task Force has already signed up 228 non-citizens to vote in the upcoming recall.
These new voters live in neighborhoods all across San Francisco and are primarily low-income or non-English-speaking residents.
Many factors are driving these new voters to register, including issues with school closures and distance learning, renaming schools, mismanaged funds, and this.
The most sensitive part is the Lowell admissions, merit-based admissions criteria being removed so quickly without taking any community input and really understanding why the community is against it. They just pushed it right through.
More than one-third of students in the district come from immigrant families of all nationalities, and 17,000 are English language learners, leaving room for the election to be swung by these new voters. Che says this chance to have a voice in school board elections is historic and vitally important.
Many of our parents have been involved in their schools as volunteers, have been involved on various committees. But this is such an important one because school board members make decisions on policy priorities, curriculum, investments in the schools.
The last day for non-citizen parents of SFUSD students to register to vote in the recall election is January 31st. The recall election itself is February 15th. In San Francisco, Andrea Borba, KPIX 5.
And if you'd like to read more about the new election rules, we posted a link at KPIX.com.
San Pablo police have just released new body camera video of the moment officers shot and killed a man carrying a BB gun.
Let me see your hands. Let me see your hands.
The officers were responding to a store clerk's report last month about an armed man in his parking lot. Police pulled him over in nearby North Richmond. They say he came out with the gun in his hand before then turning toward them.
Let me see your hands. Put them up. Put them up. Put your hands up.
It was later determined the man had been carrying a BB gun. Investigators also later found out he had said goodbye to his family earlier that day and made statements he wanted police to kill him. All four officers involved are on paid leave tonight.
Santa Clara County Sheriff Lori Smith will not go to trial before April in the corruption case against her. The judge set that timeline during Smith's first virtual hearing today after she waived her right to a speedy trial. Smith did not enter a plea. She is facing half a dozen counts accusing her of political favoritism regarding concealed carry permits and eluding gift reporting laws. She's also accused of resisting a probe into negligence allegations in the case of an injured inmate who went on to win a $10 million settlement from the county. At this point, Smith has not announced any plans to seek re-election later this year. If she does, the June primary could be happening at the same time as her trial.